Warning. Highest alert emergency broadcast. Murderous truth shocks revealed. 2. Welcome to the Divided Kingdom. This is Luke Caverly. The Elizabeth Cuppet Caverly and I have been bringing you this cutting-edge news program since 2003. Many of you have come to know and trust our program to keep you apprised of the world situation while we witness to the saving reality of Jesus Christ. We can be found at DividedKingdomRadio.com. Visit DividedKingdomRadio.com to see our latest writings under Breaking News. You'll find Elizabeth's three-part series, 9/11, 20-Year Chronicles. This includes my own research, focusing especially on the so-called Flight 93 crash. The updated sections of Elizabeth's 2004 book, Patriots Warning 1, America Attacked, also include the amazing true story of the Bible open to 1 Kings, found in almost pristine condition at the Flight 93 site. Tell all this to go to DividedKingdomRadio.com to see our essays and listen to our program archives. The August and September programs, even July too, hold a wealth of COVID-19 vaccine and police state news. We can be heard on WWCR.com, Worldwide Christian Radio, Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN.net, Global Star Communications, and KStarTalkRadio.com. Visit the websites, the website for schedules of listening times.
Lou, tonight we have some very, very horrific, I would say, emerging news. And if any of you missed Truth Shocks Reveal Part 1, visit DividedKingdomRadio.com and go to the listening archives for the program dated September 16th. First, a blitz of some short headlines. NaturalNews.com, this was September 19th. Special privileges. NBA basketball stars won't be required to take COVID vaccines, just like members of Congress and their staffers. Proof, hospitals are lying about being overrun with COVID patients. Many facilities are empty. And then another one, CDC is giving guidance for chickenpox virus. And it says if you contract it and already, then there's no need to get vaccinated. So why not with COVID? Migrant invasion of U.S. worsens as we have the things going on in Texas. 10,000 Haitians under Texas bridge and lawmakers call on the governor for answers. Now 27 states are fighting Biden and his aggressive COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Major U.S. cities are becoming fentanyl-infested cesspools as millions are there in a cesspool of despair and hopelessness. And we've got a few more here from WorldNet Daily, WND. A congressman demands answer about child sex trafficking among Afghan evacuees. Anti-lockdown protectors in Australia, and these are not protectors, they're protesters, break police line as clashes erupt. And so we have a good many headlines that are showing this kind of good versus evil battle. Then the Western Journal, weatherman fined after 37 years. Mark Levin talking, this headline talks about how he states that Pelosi had a key role in General Milley's, shall we say, treasonous warnings to China that we would let them know before we would attack. Then we have headlines from the Western Journal. Governor Abbott goes rogue, dispatches Texas forces to take control of the border. Yay! That's a good one, isn't it, Lou?
Yes, it is.
Oklahoma hospital defies Biden administration, ends COVID vaccine requirements for staff. Yay! That's another good one. Then from Gateway Pundit, we had hundreds march against vax mandates in Orlando, supporting first responders. Again, another yay. 5,000 violent Antifa hoodlums rampage in Leipzig, and we're in Germany there. You see, there is Antifa there. And so, you know, I think this was then something about a police chief. They were threatening to assassinate the police chief. So that's really something, too. Then we have a few more. Gateway Pundit said, data from Yelp showed 60% of all businesses that shut down during COVID are now permanently closed. Fox News loses 39% of audience year over year, yet still showcases a lot of bitter never-Trumpers and pushes bogus polls. Vaccines are for the serfs. No vaccine rules for global elites at UN meetings this week. Oh, we're not too surprised, are we, Lou?
No, not at all.
Then there's a little bit more, I think. Maybe this is from Natural News again, September 21st. 65% of San Diego's police force might quit due to vaccine mandates. Again, yay, people are standing up. Jab and die. Public Health Scotland data reveal 80% of COVID deaths happen to vaccinated individuals. Italy makes COVID-19 health mandates for all workers. Gosh, we're really getting into it, aren't we? Law enforcement agencies obtain private location data directly from Google to demonize innocent people as crime suspects. We're going to be talking a lot tonight about this emergency alert that Lou told you we have. It's a four-star alert that, you know, you really must find out about. And, of course, in the background, we're all watching the 700 tremors at La Palma, Spain. And we've heard a little bit yesterday, September 22nd, on the Mike Adams situation update, that we might be in the midst of weather wars again, because we know that these huge countries in the world, China, Russia, the U.S., they have extreme weather weapons. And it's possible, according to Mike Adams, that we are working on China with a lot of flooding to destroy some of their big dams, and they may be retaliating with some of the weapons used to create the drought in our western states. And the worst thing of all would be this La Palma. If anybody is doing that, and that could be China, because if part of this La Palma island breaks off, it could bring the big one, the tsunami to the east coast that many, many people have prophesied, over 15 to 20 have prophesied that this is going to come. Now, we've always thought of it being God doing it. But it might be that God's judgment will allow it to happen through a weather modification scheme. But those are some of the headlines. And so now you must pay very close attention tonight in this program of the murderous truth shocks revealed. These emergencies are part of a severe warning to each of you out there who counts on this program for telling you the truth. Things are getting closer and closer to your gate, to having these vax SWAT teams right at your door, and deportations to CDC green quarantine COVID camps.
Yes, Elizabeth. Mike Adams on September 21st at Brighteon.com said, you can go to the CDC website and see the jurisdictions in every state. One, two, or several cities are focal points, places where the quarantine camps are sited. For instance, Texas, suddenly looked upon by the NWO globalists as America's patriot resistance stronghold, has not one, not two, but three cities with camps: Dallas, Houston, and El Paso. For Pennsylvania, it's Philadelphia. Mike Adams showed this map as he talked. Next day, September 22nd, I tried to return to Brighteon on my smartphone once again to check out the map of the camps. Ominously, when I found the map, it quickly disappeared within a few seconds. I tried over and over again, But you couldn't get the picture, only the sound from that video. So something happened. These scary green centers term the people they held in quarantine as guests. I should say they will hold in quarantine as guests. Isn't that a comforting, sanitized term for prisoners?
Oh, yes, Lou. And all of you out there must be warned. And then you must warn your families, and you must pray and prepare as never before, for the lockup tyranny undercover is really trying to begin.
We reported from Pastor Dale Henkel's newsletter about one of the post-January 6th prisoners, Ryan Samuel of Pennsylvania. Quote, Ryan Samuel from Pennsylvania is one that had his hands zip-tied behind his back before a guard viciously and savagely beat him. He has lost his sight in one eye, unquote.
One of our most astute Divided Kingdom listeners, who commented about the quote from my 9/11 book about Ollie North in Vietnam calling himself organ grinder to his troops, that this was interesting because monkeys are led by an organ grinder. I believe this highlights once more how the elite look condescendingly at our young American soldiers. Was it Henry Kissinger who referred to them as dumb farm animals? Good enough to be ground into death fodder for big oil in the Middle East, etc. This super analyst listener now comments about the January 6th D.C. never-ending imprisonment of these patriots. Here are some of his words. Free Joe Biggs. It is long past time for all patriots to make rumblings against the vicious, false, and inhumane imprisonment. Tortuous. And by the way, we looked up that word thinking he might have meant torturous. No, he meant tortuous, T-O-R-T-U-O-U-S. Then the meaning of this is full of twists and turns, winding, crooked, devious, not straightforward. This tortuous, solitary confinement of Joe Biggs and the others arrested and accused as insurrectionists in the 6th January 21 alleged riots at the National Capitol. Jason Lowe resigned from the Proud Boys a couple of days before the events happened there, January 6th, because he recognized the potential for, quote, setup for the usual SOS counterintelligence program, COINTELPRO, for example, inciting riots and insurrections by your own operatives. We know how this is, don't we? To be blamed on the innocent, unsuspecting opposition. Now, I'm commenting. Joe Biggs still locked up. I, Elizabeth, have to ask, where is Alex Jones? Why isn't he speaking out, doing his darndest to help his old InfoWars colleague get free? I recall all the dangerous assignments Alex sent Joe on to be Alex's proxy back in the 2000s. This was even while poor Joe, an Iraq war veteran, was forced to wait over 2 years for an appointment with the VA. That was a pre-Trump VA, of course, we note, to have his severe war injuries checked out. He had bleeding and terrible pain in his stomach for all this time, for 2 years. Where are you, Alex? I seem to recall, too, after InfoWars' big contributor, Roger Stone, was ambushed in early morning, arrested by the FBI as CNN rolled the cameras, InfoWars became strangely silent about giving much active voice and help to Stone in his predicament. And, Lou, I believe you had a little more now to say about all this?
Yes, emergency alert. Don't be complacent saying, well, Stone and Biggs were celebrities. They were made examples of, just the way Martha Stewart went to prison over at Peccadillo. But wait, here's the horrifying news out of the Stu Peters Show, posted September 17th at Breitbart.com. This is the story of Barbara Luckenheimer, ordinary American and grandmother of five. Barbara was at the Capitol.
And Lou, I think that might be my writing. I think it's Luckenheimer.
Oh, you might be right.
I believe
about
that it is.
I think you're right.
We
want
to get her name right, despite my quick writing, and maybe you're not seeing it right. We really want to get it right because she is one of us. She's an American citizen. She's an innocent person. And when you hear what has happened to her, you will know why we're saying pray and prepare. And if you want to help keep this program on the air, please help us with some cash or a money order or a check. The checks can only be made out to either Global Star Communications or WWCR, and you can send it to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. We were very shaken up right as we came to the phone today. We thought we were getting a job done at our home that might be $400, and we were suddenly told that everything was completely collapsed and it might cost $8,000. Well, we just looked like deer in the headlight. We can't do that. These are some sympathetic people who are not rich. And they said, maybe we can put it together and it'll go on a while longer. So pray for us that that will happen. We have large debts, but we also know that we'll have some loans coming to fruition in a year and then a year after that. And God has always taken care of us. He shows us, Lou, all the time that he wants us to continue this program because we often now hear our theme song, Beethoven's Third Symphony, the Eroica. At moments that are very important, they correlate with our work and our talk about our work. Isn't that right, Lou?
Absolutely right.
So yes. We are looking forward to what we were born to do. Warn so that we won't have people like those poor Jews on the beach in the 1930s. After Albert Einstein and the very shrewd people had gotten out, they could see the handwriting on the wall. But these other people thought their wealth would save them, and they would never be targeted. You must not sit there thinking nothing will happen. They're not going to have vaccine passports. Nobody will come to my door. We'll tell you a little later about this pending bill in Florida, of all places, in which the police and the health workers could come and round up people and forcibly inject them. That's a real bill, and it's still active. So what will happen? We are wondering in a couple years if the Democrats come in. But let's move right back now, Lou.
Yes. Barbara was at the Capitol building on
January
6th. And again,
this is Barbara Luckenheimer, and she is a grandmother of five.
That's right.
Now, we didn't say she was an Antifa person.
No,
we didn't say she was out there with BLM creating havoc, setting up a new Portland, did we?
That's right. Well, on January 6th of this year, Barbara was at the Capitol building, but she never went inside. Federal investigators accosted her, and Mrs. Luckenheimer was actually placed on an NCIC database. This is a watch list that includes terrorist gang members. Barbara, wife of a disabled farmer, U.S. military, and mother of an active-duty Marine, is prohibited from entering a military base. She cannot visit her son. Worst of all, she cannot drive her disabled husband onto a base for treatment. Again, if you and your families do not want this tyranny to suddenly encase you where you live, you must speak out. Tell others to visit our vital listening archives and hear our past programs at DividedKingdomRadio.com.
And we'll interject that our traffic report over the last 30 days showed an increase of several thousand visits to our website, and we thank you. We know that God Almighty wants many more Americans who are Christians to know the truth so that they won't be harmed by these vax shots. Go ahead, Lou.
I believe that concludes that portion.
All right. Then the next red letter, murderous truth shock revealed tonight in this broadcast, was at naturalnews.com Tuesday, September 21st. Centralia, Washington, with Patrick Wood writing, and that article was picked up, is the site where the COVID quarantine camp aberration sits, ready for, quote, guests. How's that sound to you, Lou?
Want
to take
ominous.
A trip?
Want
to take a nice little trip to Washington?
I think I'll pass.
Centralia? I think I will, too. But this term, guests, as if this were for people traveling and getting ready to do an elective hotel stay. But there are words, other words, and these words are Washington strike teams. Now, what do you picture when you hear that, Lou? Men with
military.
What? Yeah, military, men with guns,
yeah.
Men weapons. With tasers maybe, whatever it is, strike. That's not a neutral word. Washington strike teams. And you can see the actual job description at goodjobs.com. But, you know, I don't think you told us yet about the yes, you did, didn't you, about the CDC map?
Yes,
and how
I
it
did.
Got interfered
yeah.
with on Brighteon?
Yeah.
Well, just like that, this job description website changed that term, strike team, to, I believe, consultants. And this occurred even as Health Ranger Mike Adams, who has started that website, naturalnews.com, and has Brighteon.com, where others can post their videos, just as he was discussing this on a September 21st situation update, that term, strike team, disappeared. Now, do you see how tricky this is? The snake is slithering, and it's causing all these bites. It's a poisonous snake as it's trying to destroy America. So you must do your part. God expects you to. Even if you are an invalid and you're hearing this program, you have the most important weapon of all, and that is prayer. Prayer to Jesus to give us more time to repent as a country and to foil the most evil, murderous plans that are killing children, killing adults, harming young men with myocarditis. Let's move on. And I think, let's see, Lou, we really had to put this together very quickly today. Yes.
Now, let's see. I have some information about Florida and the governor. Shall I go on with that now?
Yes, I think so.
All right. Those who are complacent in Florida, thinking Governor DeSantis' anti-vaccine passports law will save them forever, need to realize a gubernatorial election will be held in just 2 years. Talk show host Stu Peters pointed out that Senate Bill 2006 is still active. This bill, and I think Elizabeth mentioned this, if it becomes law, will allow health department officials and police to chase you down and forcibly inject you.
And I'm not sure about that bill number. That's my handwriting, isn't it?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound quite right to me. Okay, that'd be 251. Look at that carefully.
Well, it looks like 2006 here.
Oh, then that may be it. Well, anyway, those who wish to research this further can find it out.
Yes.
You know? Okay.
So the Florida Attorney General directive is, one, if in contact with COVID patients, vaccinated people do not need to quarantine. But two, unvaccinated who are exposed to anyone with a positive COVID test have to quarantine for 14 days or get tested every 3 days. Also, we now have a case reported of a person scheduled for an...
Before you move on,
yeah.
Let's just emphasize again to our listeners, you see that what our webmaster said is beginning to happen. She said we will be the underclass. It's worse than that. It's targeting the dissidents, the ones who won't take the killer shots. They're going to have their lives made more inconvenient. They'll have to be tested oftener. They might have to go for the quarantine when the vaccinated don't have to. And sometime later, I think we have a statistic, I think in Europe, yes, public health data, 80, this may not even be Europe. I think this is, we'll have to check on this, but here was the headline. Explosive public health data, 80% of COVID-19 deaths in August were vaccinated people. That's in September, I think that was September 19th at Natural News. So we can see the truth is not what the propaganda says. You see, this is not logical to make this difference between the vaccinated, let them off scot-free. Now, this case that Lou's going to tell you about, this is very ominous, and you have to be careful. Satan tries to do things that will harm a lot of people undercover, okay? And now, let's get that case, Lou.
Yes, this lady went in. She was scheduled for an influenza shot, the flu shot, and she was given the COVID vax instead without knowledge or permission beforehand. Savannah, and I believe her name is Cortland. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Elizabeth? Savannah Cortland went for a flu shot at Fresno, California. Dr. Jane Ruby reported to Steve Peters. Was this a mistake? Or is this going to keep happening? The woman victim was totally shocked when the nurse told her, you'll have to come back for your second shot. And of course she realized then, wait a minute, I don't need a second flu shot. And the cat was out of the bag. We've even heard a bizarre allegation of sinister planting of mRNA vaccines in the heart of heads of lettuce. Nothing is too evil, too outlandish.
You know, you just have to watch your back.
That's right.
That's what we're saying. We're not substantiating that as a fact, but we have heard it from a very good person. So on the air, in the news world.
That's
so
right.
I think you have to be warned. We know of a prophetic voice. I think this was a pastor years ago who had a prophecy of the future in America, probably after the fall of America. But that was these were his words. There'll be plenty of food on the shelves, but they will be poisoned. Can't eat them.
That fits, doesn't it?
Surely does. Go ahead, Lou.
All right, well, now we're going to move on to an article from our local newspaper, the Star Democrat, Eastern Maryland, Wednesday, September 15th, 2021.
And it's really bizarre, isn't it?
It is.
It's just as bizarre as giving that woman the wrong thing. Oops, we're so sorry.
That's exactly right. And this is cruelty to animals and maniacal laughter of mad scientists doing Mengele-type work, perhaps in the animal world. The headline reads, Zoo to give COVID vaccines to otters, lions, leopards, and other animals. Dateline, Baltimore.
I never heard of this.
No, never
Crazy.
Heard of any such thing. The Maryland Zoo in Baltimore will begin giving COVID vaccines to some of its animals. The animals to be vaccinated include cat species, including lions, leopards, and cheetahs, as well as river otters and chimpanzees. The zoo announced Tuesday, September 14th. Quote, we plan to vaccinate those species of the zoo that we have assessed to be most likely to contract SARS-CoV-2, including the North American river otters, the chimpanzees, and our cat species, Amur, I guess that's pronounced Amur, A-M-U-R, leopard, cheetah, bobcat, and lion, said Alan Bronson, Senior Director of Animal Health, Conservation, and Research at the Maryland Zoo. And I'm going to interject. Listeners, this is Lou. Did you note that the oddball mad scientist plan is not to stop a raging animal epidemic? No, it's just in case the hapless chimps, cats, and otters contract COVID. We can hence be too prepared, can't we? Going on with the article, many of these animals are trained to participate in their own health care, meaning they willingly work with the animal care team and veterinary technicians to receive injections, and in some cases to even allow blood to be drawn and have ultrasound examinations performed while awake. The training avoids the need in some situations to anesthetize the animal for minor medical procedures. And I'll interrupt again. Where is the SPCA again? When we need them. This is really disgusting. Did you catch the idea here that these poor helpless animals are trained to endure injections, blood drawing, and ultrasound without any anesthesia? Perhaps the reports that came out about the Fauci University of Pittsburgh model of teaching.
And remember, we know what that is, don't we?
Yes.
Teaching them how to do what?
And actually, it's tearing.
Oh, yes. Well, they had to teach them how to do it.
Yeah, tearing organs out of unanesthetized, living, aborted babies, and also taking their scalps to sew on rodents' heads. That's reached the veterinary world. I have to recoil deeply at the last sentence I read. The training avoids the need in some situations to anesthetize the animal for minor medical procedures.
I have to recoil too, Lou. It's
yes.
just sickening. Sickening.
Do you really believe these are, quote, minor medical procedures and not some kind of sick animal torture? I don't. Now, back to the article. Zoetis, drug company that specializes in animal vaccines and was previously part of Pfizer, is donating 11,000 doses of its COVID vaccine to more than 70 zoos and other facilities. Again,
now,
this is Lou.
We'd have to ask again. Something just occurred to me.
Yeah.
Remember, it sheds the spike proteins. Is this now to infect the zookeepers and a lot of the families that come in? Just mass profusion of getting these things out. We've heard the story that those of you who recall at Disney World, there was a big measles outbreak, and then that put into motion the law in California about all the mandatory childhood vaccines. Well, we have heard now that it was spread deliberately. It was put on the rides and everywhere so that the children got the measles. So don't think the New World Order isn't capable of this. We know about earlier experiments with nerve gas on subways. Things have gone on in this country a long time. And what was your next point, Lou?
Well, again, this is me speaking, not the article itself. I'm wondering whether the Pfizer billionaires, that is billions of dollars of profits on the mRNA shots for humans, with the thousands of injury and death reports, people sick or now dead from myocarditis, strokes, heart attacks, thrombocytopenia. Yes, wondering if that isn't enough. Let's tear the guts out of every living little creature on Earth, shall we? Now, returning to the article, here's a quote. We expect to receive the vaccine in the fall from the animal health company Zoetis. I guess that's how you pronounce that.
Spell it.
Zoetis, which has developed a vaccine specifically for animals, Bronson said. She went on to say, we have not had any cases of COVID-19 in the animals here.
Oh, no. So we're getting ready for a big catastrophe, and all the hospital beds at the zoo will be full, but there hasn't even been a case. Why, this is Joseph Mengele, part two, isn't it?
It is.
And now we must move on.
All right.
We must move on back to the guinea pigs of the human world.
All right, Elizabeth, I'm going to have to leave for just a second, but I'll be right back.
Worse than the fate of the animals, perhaps coming at the Maryland Zoo, we now live in a medical nightmare in which so-called doctors refer to near-death emergencies suffered by COVID recipients, COVID vaccine recipients, as simply, quote, stress. And here's the headline. 16-year-old suffers neurological problems after Pfizer vaccine. Doctor claims it's stress. Natural News by Cassie B. A North Carolina teen is living a nightmare after developing neurological symptoms following the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Sarah Green was a healthy 16-year-old when she got Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. However, following her second dose on May 4th, a headache immediately set in at the base of her neck, radiating up to her temples in a feeling that she describes as being like getting hit by a bus. The headaches persisted across a span of 3 weeks, and she also began to develop small facial twitches. On May 23rd, her neck was twitching every 15 seconds, so she went to her dad for help. Her parents say that she also had trouble speaking. She would start to say a word, and then it seemed as though her brain was simply resetting, and she would just start over. At a local hospital, Sarah was given an EEG, CT, scans, and MRIs with and without contrast. Her results came back normal. So a doctor claimed she had a nervous twitch and needed to see a mental health professional. However, during the MRI with contrast, the young girl stopped breathing and needed to be pulled out of the machine and intubated. Strangely, the doctor sent her home afterward without referring her to a neurologist. Her mother said that when the symptoms began, she did not initially link them to the vaccine. However, after filling out forms for the hospital that ask about things that might have changed in her health status, it turned out that the only thing that had really changed recently was the vaccine. When she asked the doctor if her daughter's condition could be related to the vaccine, she says he became very defensive. Quote, as soon as we said it was the vaccine, it was like they couldn't get us out of there fast enough, she said. Another doctor told them that she believed Sarah had a functional movement disorder. The doctor maintained that it was not related to the vaccine, despite admitting to seeing more cases since the vaccines were approved, because the doctor claimed people are stressing themselves out about the vaccine and the issue is psychosomatic. However, Sarah was never nervous about getting the vaccine and got it willingly. According to her mother, Sarah was able to get the vaccine without parental consent because they live in North Carolina. She felt that she needed it because she was working in a fast food restaurant on the front line and was told that it would be mandated. Her mother also believes that a giveaway of a dozen donuts from Krispy Kreme was part of her motivation. Oh, Lou, isn't this sad?
Yes, it is.
Sarah claims that she was told that she would only be risking a sore arm by getting the vaccine, but months later, her life has changed dramatically. This semester, she had to drop two college classes due to her symptoms and is no longer able to drive because she's unable to turn her head in certain ways without experiencing tremors. She was also unable to write due to constant tremors. Her mother reported that her vaccine injury to the her mother reported her vaccine injury to the CDC's VAERS system and Pfizer. When she asked Pfizer if anyone had reported the same symptoms, they told her they had not. However, the defender reported earlier this month on a 30-year-old woman who experienced severe neurological problems after the vaccine, who also said she had reported the injury to Pfizer, and countless others have had similar experiences. For Sarah's mother, one of the worst parts of the ordeal is the sense of helplessness she feels after having so many doctors dismiss her concerns. You feel like there's nothing you can do and nobody who can help you, she said.
Next, Australia state launches new check-in system to track quarantine residents. Those who fail to respond get a visit from cops.
Now, we have to point out again, this is an emergency broadcast. Wake up, wake up. Look what's happening in Australia. And now we're going to partner with Australia, our country. Yes, I wonder why. More about that perhaps later. Go ahead, Lou.
This is Friday, September 17th by Arsenio Toledo. The government of Australia's northeastern state of Queensland has launched a new check-in system for its residents in in-home quarantine, requiring them to answer a randomly timed text message within 10 minutes. If they do not, police officers will show up at the doorsteps. The new rules went into effect immediately after they were crafted. They were pushed by the state government of the ruling left-wing Labor Party after health authorities discovered just one new locally transmitted COVID-19 case. And this subheadline, Queensland government demanding to know where residents in quarantine are at all times. On Thursday, Minister for Health and Ambulance Services, Yvette Dath, D-A-T-H, told residents in home quarantine that they will receive one text message at a random time, at least once a day, from her department, Queensland Health. The message will feature a link that the recipient has to open and respond to within 10 minutes. Additionally, Queensland Health's new rules require residents in home quarantine to keep their mobile data and geolocation services on their mobile phones activated at all times. This means even if residents respond within 10 minutes, they might still get a compliance visit from the Queensland Police Service if their response was outside an, quote, acceptable geolocation range. And here we have a quote. This means Queensland Health will be able to ensure individuals in home quarantine are at the residence they're lawfully required to be at, said Dath. And she went on to say it specifically allows authorities to identify if anybody is away from their approved residence, unquote. The new restrictions will apply to all close contacts of confirmed COVID-19 cases. Potential breaches in the restrictions will be assessed by the QPS to identify whether further action is required. DAS justified the system by saying it would, quote, enable real-time monitoring of compliance. For more than 18 months, text messages, phone calls, and random inspections for compliance have long been the hallmarks of our home quarantine system. But as the virus evolves, so must our response, said DAS. Any Queensland resident who violates their home quarantine can be fined up to $13,785, the equivalent of $10,082 in U.S. currency. They can spend up to 6 months in jail and be forced out of their homes and told to go to state-recognized quarantine hotels. They must pay for their mandated stays at the hotels. Get that. The person must be the one to pay for the hotel. And new restrictions passed after discovering just one new local COVID-19 case. State Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk said on Thursday the one local case was linked to a school cluster on the south side of Brisbane. She said that student is in home quarantine and it's not been infectious in the community. And once again, I want to thank all the families that are doing home quarantine. They are keeping Queenslanders safe. The state has two other cases, but they were acquired overseas and have been forced to stay in hotel quarantine. Following this, Palaszczuk announced that tens of thousands of residents from a city in the neighboring state of New South Wales are no longer welcome after the state recorded one new COVID case. The city, Lismore, in New South Wales, which is less than 100 miles to the south of the Queensland capital of Brisbane, has around 40,000 residents and has been placed under lockdown due to the single positive case. Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young said anyone who has been in the local government area that includes Lismore within the past 14 days is not allowed in Queensland. Quote, those currently in Queensland who have been in the Lismore area in the last 14 days should come forward, get tested, and isolate until they receive a negative test result, she said during a press conference. While Young's statement made it sound like a suggestion, QPS will most likely follow up with Queensland visitors from Lismore forcefully if necessary. Added Young, quote, we know the situation can quickly escalate with this virus, which is why it is important we respond appropriately. I understand this is tough for some, but it is necessary in ensuring we can continue to protect Queenslanders.
And Lou, I must bring in right at this time the Red Cross, the discrepancy there. We have a headline September 2nd at naturalnews.com. Red Cross issues warning to stop blood plasma donations from vaccinated people. And after that came out, then we had sort of an inconsistency. And now we think that today, September 23rd, there are separate regulations that there's no restriction put on just general blood donations, but certain blood products like the plasma, there may be restrictions in which people who had the COVID vaccine and who had the COVID itself. No, I think we're just sticking here with the vaccinated. It is the warning not to take the blood plasma donations from vaccinated people. But there may not be any kind of prohibition on just the regular donations. And that's very concerning because we're hearing reports that as people's blood is drawn who have been vaccinated, it is slimy and they can barely get it out of their veins because of the clotting. And so now, with these inconsistencies there, do you really think you can trust the Red Cross any more than you can trust the FDA? I really wonder. And then we had a headline about actress Sally Kirkland, after the Moderna vaccine, in my 79 years, I've never experienced this level of pain. And to just do this in a nutshell, Kirkland, 79, said she was healthy before she took the vaccine, but almost immediately after the second shot, she experienced excruciating headaches, vertigo, nausea, and joint pain. And she said that some doctors refused to blame the vaccine for her symptoms, despite the timing of the symptoms, but others didn't, including three doctors who told her the vaccine attacked a nerve in her brain that causes dizziness, vertigo, and joint pain throughout her body. At one point, alone late at night, the vertigo caused Kirkland to fall, resulting in a broken toe and sprained ankle. She said she also has, quote, terrible heart pain, which makes her feel as though she's having a heart attack. So during a recent acting job in New Orleans, she had to be rushed to a hospital where one doctor told her, you're not the first person. We've had other people who got the Moderna vaccine, which attacked the nerve in their brain, causing all these symptoms. And now we move on a little bit more here to death assassinations. We're in full play now. Was Robert David Steele's death an accident? He was an ex-CIA man, and he got COVID, and when they put him on the ventilator, passed away. And Natural News repeated this concern in a report September 21st that it looks as though there's a great attack on health food-type people's conferences, and this may be a biological attack that's being engineered, bioengineered, to get rid of these people. Now, this sounds like a redux of all those microbiologists who died mysteriously during the anthrax and the 9/11, after 9/11 years. Dr. Jane Ruby reports also 25,000 children ages 0 to 18 have been injured by the COVID vaccine. And according to the European reporting system, and Lou, we've heard that it's more accurate, haven't we, than VAERS?
We have, yes.
Well, according to that, and we suppose this is in Europe, there have been 25,000 deaths and 2.5 million injuries. Did you hear that, listeners? In Europe, 25,000 deaths and 2.5 million injuries. And in the U.S., the age 5 to 11 group has been approved for the Pfizer shot. And Pfizer said that the data showed that it's safe. But Dr. Ruby points out no evidence was ever presented of this. And Dr. Ruby also asserts that despite there was never any approval for the very young children, somehow, Lou, somehow, if we think of those poor zoo animals, those hapless animals up there at the Mangala Maryland Zoo, because she says despite no approval, 300 to 400 young kids have gotten the shots. A lot of things don't add up. And we also heard Mike Adams talking about, I believe it was Mike or on his channel, talking again about how long this kind of a gene assault has been planned. And lo and behold, I went through a lot of our old materials, and all of a sudden this fell out at me. This was at prisonplanet.com, July 13th, 2015. That's 6 years ago. And it was an article that John Rappaport entitled, Vaccines, an Ideal Covert Op to Genetically Re-engineer Humans. If you remember in our last program, we told you what COVID-19 stood for. And the last part of it, 19, stood for AI, artificial intelligence, didn't it?
Yes.
So, and the other part was for the vaccine passport, basically. So now, Rappaport said, I want to extend the remarks I made about vaccines the other day. The reference is the New York Times, March 15, 15, Protection Without a Vaccine. It describes the frontier of research. Here are key quotes that illustrate the use of synthetic genes to, quote, protect against disease while changing the genetic makeup of humans. This is not science fiction. By delivering synthetic genes into the muscles of the experimental monkeys, the scientists are essentially re-engineering the animals to resist disease. The sky's the limit, said Michael Farzan, an immunologist at Scripps and lead author of the new study. The first human trial based on this strategy, called immunoprophylaxis by gene transfer, or IGT, is underway, and several new ones are planned. IGT is altogether different from traditional vaccination. It is instead a form of gene therapy. scientists isolate the genes that produce powerful antibodies against certain diseases and then synthesize artificial versions. The genes are placed into viruses and injected into human tissue, usually muscle. Here's the punchline. The viruses invade human cells with their DNA payloads, and the synthetic gene is incorporated into the recipient's own DNA. Lou, what does that sound like?
That sounds like an invasion to me.
No, today, what does it sound like? Moderna and Pfizer's mRNA.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't
it? Yes. Yeah, predicting it.
Yes.
Like a prophet.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we know DARPA's been working a long time. If all goes well, the new genes instruct the cells to begin manufacturing powerful antibodies. Read that again. The synthetic gene is incorporated into the recipient's own DNA. Alteration of the human genetic makeup, not just a visit, permanent residence. Yes, it's like the mRNA of building blocks of the spike protein going on forever. The Times article, I'm interjecting that. Back to the article. The Times article taps Dr. David Baltimore for an opinion. Still, Dr. Baltimore says that he envisions that some people might be leery of a vaccination strategy that means altering their own DNA, even if it prevents a potentially fatal disease. Yes, some people might be leery if they have two or three working brain cells. Let's take this further, and this is, again, John Rappaport in 2015. Under the cover of preventing disease, and all good covert offs float a laudatory goal to conceal their true intent, vaccines are ideal carriers for all sorts of genes that would be permanently incorporated into the human structure. The enormous tonnage of propaganda about vaccines and the resultant mandatory laws that enforce vaccination without fear of liability create a powerful channel along which re-engineering is eminently possible. Synthetic genes injected into billions of humans would form a grand experiment to create an altered species. Some of this is happening already, but the Times article presents a much fuller picture of what is approaching on the immediate horizon. The grand experiment will be compartmentalized. For example, secretly, genes 1 through 6 will be injected into group A in geolocation 1. Genes 7 to 12 will be injected into group B in location 2, and so on. Vaccine recipients will be subjected to ongoing surveillance to gauge the results. On various pretexts, members of these groups will be brought into clinics for exams and tests to discover markers that purportedly reveal their body's responses to the genetic alterations. Are these people stronger or weaker? Do they exhibit signs of illness? Do they report behavioral changes? Through surveillance and testing, all sorts of information can be compiled. Of course, there is no informed consent. The human guinea pigs have no knowledge of what is being done to them. And so the article goes on to talk about what some of these goals are, and they say that the aim to produce better soldiers is a long-standing goal of the Pentagon and its research arm, DARPA. A global vaccine experiment of the type I'm describing here has another bonus for the planners. Those people who fall ill or die can be written off as having suffered from various diseases and disorders which have nothing to do with vaccines. This is already SOP for the medical cartel. The numbers of casualties in this grand experiment would be of no concern to the brave new world shapers. As I've documented extensively, the U.S. medical system is already killing 2.25 million people per decade, a conservative estimate, as a result of FDA-approved drugs and mistreatment in hospitals, et cetera, et cetera. And now I'm skimming farther ahead to see whether it actually, the article actually talked about a genocide. I think it didn't come quite to that point, but at least Joan Rappaport was really on to what was coming in the future, and he said, every genetic innovation is aimed at bringing us closer to a stimulus response world and further away from freedom, which is why the defense of freedom becomes ever more vital. I'm going to turn the page, just quickly look at his conclusion. conclusion, we already know what the vast majority of brain researchers and geneticists believe, as well as the governments and corporations and universities and foundations that make important decisions. Of course, these days, the college faculty department considered to be the least important, most useless, a mere appendage waiting for those with wisdom to put it out of its misery and kill it off is the philosophy department. That leaves us to take up the argument and the resistance. Not Lee Silver at Princeton, or Gregory Stock, or Bill Gates, or George Soros, or David Rockefeller, and we say they're now gone, or the Pope, or Stephen Hawking, or Obama, or the Clintons, or Monsanto, or Dow, or the Bush family, or PBS, or Fox, or socialists, or communists, or liberals, or conservatives, or some wackadoodles at Harvard, or MIT, and UCLA, and we add today, not Antifa, some of the other people, Fauci's missing on this list, but how true this is in lining up some of the others there, Bill Gates, George Soros. We heard that George Soros had a big connection with Moderna, but this writer, Rappaport, says it's not going to be any of those people who are going to take up the argument and the resistance. Who's it going to be? He has one word, us. And this post originally appeared at No More Fake News. It's so interesting that sometimes people can predict things, or they have some real intuitive analysis that just really tells us what happened, that this is a gene experiment. It's not a vaccine. And we also have to look quickly before our time runs out. Italians may soon face mandatory COVID shots. A rose, and this is LifeSite News, a rose by any other name is still has the same smell and, you know, is as sweet. But we suspect that the term for Satan, the dragon, is beginning to be a part of many Luciferian activities and throughout society. For instance, Drag Queen Story Hour. Drag, for short for dragon. Then we have this Italian Prime Minister, Mario Draghi, spelled D-R-A-G-H-I. Yes, and this is the site where we have him calling for a mandatory COVID jab policy for all eligible Italian residents. And this was September 3rd. And the vaccines are already required there for health care, school and university workers, but they want more. They want more. They want 80% by the end of September. We hope that we have warned you and the blood will not be on our heads. Ezekiel 33, it's up to you now to tell others about DividedKingdomRadio.com. And we pray for you and we thank those of you who write us wonderful letters and who have helped us. And if you can help us again, it would be wonderful. At Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. God bless you. Good night.